the discussion after Dr. Hamilton's review, we touched upon another important but unusual aspect of breast cancer management, the use of endocrine therapy in men. In our survey, we presented a 65-year-old man with de novo ER-positive HER2-negative metastatic disease, and five of the faculty and about half of the respondents would use a CDKI. One-third would use an LHRH agonist, usually with an AI or fulvestrant. 65-year-old man who presents with de novo ER-positive HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer and asymptomatic bone mets. So, Sarah, would you like to begin about how you think through endocrine therapy of men in general, how you visualize their endocrine system, and what you do in terms of metastatic disease, for example, this situation?
You know, I think in general, we have often approached men similar to how we've approached women, simply because we don't have as much data generated. There are some differences, however, with management of endocrine therapy. I think generally speaking, with males, we do tend to go to tamoxifen as our first line approach. There is some concern with aromatase inhibition that if you were to give it alone without a GnRH agonist, that you actually see an increase in the feedback mechanism to increase LHFSH and actually see a surge in testosterone. And so there is some thought that potentially with aromatase inhibition, you should probably be giving it in combination with a GnRH agonist in a man. And so, again, generally speaking, the data is a little bit more robust with tamoxifen, and so I've often used tamoxifen in male patients. Again, we have little data with combination therapy and with CDK4/6 inhibitors with males, but I, again, have adopted data that we have from women, and so I will often offer combination therapy with a CDK4/6 inhibitor.
So in your survey, you wrote Abema plus tamoxifen. Is that a preference you have?
Well, so we had done phase one data looking at the combination of tamoxifen and abemaciclib indicating safety. Obviously, this was in women, but certainly we hadn't seen any toxicity issues. And given the concerns with combining ribociclib with tamoxifen, I don't think that that would be a reasonable combination. Certainly, one could also choose palbociclib here, and so I think either would be appropriate.
So, Nilima, do you want to comment on how you approach men and this situation?
So generally, I start first in the males that I have with aromatase inhibitor, a GnRH agonist, and a CDK4/6 inhibitor. And if they're not tolerating it, then I de-escalate therapy. But in general, I've been using the GnRH agonist with it. Obviously, if they are having quality of life issues with hot flashes, et cetera, then there have been a couple of males that I've given tamoxifen and abemaciclib or tamoxifen and palbociclib, one of each. But in general, I give the whole.
Erica, again, how do you approach this?
Yeah, I think I approach relatively similar to Sarah. I think that the majority of data out there for men with ER-positive breast cancer is with tamoxifen, so I normally use tamoxifen first. I also, if using AI, would use a GnRH with that. I think it's certainly reasonable to use CDK4/6 and kind of extrapolate data, but I don't think I feel as strongly for a man that that would need to be in the first line as I do for a woman.